now too, so let's...
Tim Barnard is with us, Brad. Tim, good morning. You are associated with the Meriden Daffodil Festival, correct?
How are you? How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Are you still handling all the music for the festival?
Yes, I am.
So tell us, Tim, a little history of the festival. I was there a couple of times several years
ago.
Three
times for me.
Yeah, I've been there a couple of times. But if people, Tim, don't know, I mean, they may have heard of it. Explain what the Meriden Daffodil Festival is.
It's basically the spring celebration in Meriden at Hubbard Park.
Mm-hmm.
Our first outdoor event of the year. And it basically honors the fact that we have over 600,000 daffodils blooming in the park this time of year.
How did that come about?
600,000.
How did over a half a million daffodils come to fruition and be planted in there, Tim?
Well, it's been a long process. This is our 41st annual event. And so over the years, more and more daffodils have been added to get to the number that we're at today, and we continue to do that.
And I know that it's not just the daffodils. I mean, talk
about... The theater of trees,
yeah,
too.
Talk about everything. I know there's crafts, there's food. Talk about the entire, Tim, if you can, the entire spring festival here.
Sure. There's a craft... it begins on Saturday morning with a parade that lasts about 2 hours, and it starts on the main road in front of the park and marches right through the park. Along with that, we have a craft fair. We have fireworks on Saturday evening. This Saturday, in the pre-daffodil festival day,
yeah,
we have a tag sale with over 100 vendors at the tag sale.
Wow.
So we have the Theater of Trees, which is an area for children. There's a butterfly tent there, and there's karate and all sorts of demonstrations for children. There's carnival rides that will be going on this Saturday, but also all of next weekend. And then we have over 31 bands performing on three different stages.
Yeah, what about all the entertainment? Well, talk about that.
We have all different types of music that will be played. We have reggae, we have blues, we have punk rock, we have folk music, and this year our featured artist is the pioneers of country rock, Poco, and so we're really excited to have them performing on Saturday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's a legendary band there, Poco. For people that don't know, that those guys got some chops. You're right. You go back to that whole L.A. country rock sound, and you got some serious names in that band.
Oh, they're fantastic performers, and Rusty Young is still the leader of the
band,
and he's been there since the beginning.
Rusty Young.
Yeah. Yeah, he certainly has. So for that alone, it's great to go out there. And logistically, parking, location, if folks, once again, are not familiar with this, so what can you tell them?
Well, first off, the entire festival is free, obviously, except if you're buying food, but the festival is free, and parking is free, and busing is free.
Yeah.
There's really no parking within the park because it's loaded with lots of people walking and tents and all sorts of demonstrations going on. But there are parking lots that are available for anyone that wants to go. They're listed on our website, but just to name them, Westfield Shopping Mall, which many people probably know,
yep,
Platt High School, Lincoln Middle School, and there are others. But it's right on our webpage at daffodilfest.com.
Daffodilfest.com, correct?
That's it.
All right. Listen, Tim Barnard. Tim, we thank you. Good luck on this year's festival, and we will direct people
to
daffodilfest.com.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
All right, thanks.